Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Miles in Manhattan. shout out to me, because I'm in New York right now. Also, I have some news. There's not going to be a main show episode tomorrow. Jack is, he got sicker, and I know y'all heard him on that last trend. He was, bear with us. We were day by day, moment to moment, but he's feeling a little too sick again, and I'm out of town, unfortunately, so I couldn't make the main show recording, but trust, we will be back with trends, and the show will be back Monday. Just, you know, you got to deal with us. We are mortal. And I know we had a long streak going, but, you know, sometimes, you know, the Lord just works in mysterious ways. Anyway, I'm Miles. And again, and I am in Manhattan right now, although just for a moment. And I am thrilled to be joined by super producer Becca Ramos, who I just met in person for the first time yesterday.
And Miles laughed at how short I was.
You always said you're like, no, I'm short. And I was like, but you have big, it's so funny. You have very tall energy or something. I don't know if there is such a thing. I don't know.
That's no, like I have gotten that a lot. You're like not the only, like people usually cannot believe how short I am. They're like, there's no way.
When I pulled up, super producer Bay was like, oh shit, you're tall. And I was like, I'm not that tall. I'm like, shit, I'm just a guy out here trying to live.
Anyway, just a guy.
We had a great dinner. It was you, me, super producer Bay, Dr. John Paul Higgins, Olivia from the Big Money Players Network. It was just like a big, big old
iHeart. It was a beautiful iHeart reunion.
Yeah. Shout out iHeart for picking up the tab for that delicious dinner also. Shout out to you all. Anyway, let's talk about what's trending. I think the biggest thing trending right now is the CNN Trump town hall that was happening while we were having a wonderful dinner. So I did catch the highlights, rather the low lights, when I got back to the hotel. And man, it was, I don't know, it was exactly what I thought it would be. It didn't matter that he was just found guilty in the E. Jean Carroll case, because everybody in there was hooting and hollering when he took stage. And you see a lot of people are so mad at CNN. And I mean, yeah, sure. Like, but CNN is going to CNN.
Absolutely.
The thing that was freaky to me was like, oh, he's still got them. Like, the hearts and minds are still fully there. So that, to me, that was the freakiest shit, rather than CNN just, you know,
I mean, there's not really a strong Republican candidate right now sticking out for the next election. So I'm not shocked, sadly, that he still has a hard rallying cry.
Yeah.
So to speak.
And that thing was, it was just basically a MAGA rally on TV.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't as much as you thought. They're, oh, maybe you know, they're going to ask some tough questions. He ducked and dodged any moment that he had to be accountable. Caitlin Collins, I mean, the moderator in the beginning, tried to fact check Trump, but then like once he started freestyling and then like fit 3,000 lies into like a 4-word sentence, it was just, I think, became a bridge too far. Or maybe the will to do it just dissipated. But apparently a lot of the staffers at CNN were not thrilled with their employers doing this. And also the CEO basically told all the employees in an editorial call, so that, like, Trump is, quote, tricky and messy and will continue to be messy and tricky, but it's our job. America was served very well by what we did last night. MAGA world was. The MAGA world was. You know, but other than that, I don't know if America in general. I mean, I think the biggest thing I took away was, oh yeah, he's still at the same level of power, like in terms of his base, which I don't think we ever really saw that necessarily waning. But I think when you see it like in that capacity in this town hall, like off the heels of this conviction, and they're
it's
still
scary.
Like,
yeah,
oh yeah. And he said all kinds of terrible shit. I would play clips of how bad it was, but I think at this point we all know how shitty he is and how, you know, backwards some of the shit he can say. So we'll spare you.
My question is, if you are convicted as a former president and you want to run for re-election, does that make you eligible for re-election still?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's insane.
You could run for president from prison if you wanted to.
Oh my God. You can't even get some jobs for having something on your record.
I mean, let's not even get into, that's so fucked up. You know, like we have people that are in prison right now who aren't even really formally charged with shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the norm. But
and that's on their record forever. And they can't even get a job at like Target, you know? Like, it's like, that is so insane to me. But that's just
what it is right now. So anyway, you didn't miss anything unless you wanted to see people absolutely lose their minds at the sight of their godhead leader, Donald Trump. Let's move on to some better news. Rihanna, Robin, Fenty, and Mr. As Soon As Possible Rocky. the baby's name hath been revealed. Because I didn't realize, we didn't know the name.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Like, oh yeah, that's Rihanna's baby or whatever, and Rocky's baby. And then like when you read the article, it's like, this baby was born almost a year ago now.
And we don't know.
Only just now are going to know the name, because allegedly the Daily Mail got a hold of this kid's birth certificate, which is so
terrifying.
Fucking gross.
Yeah, not okay.
No one gives a fuck enough for you to
No, I didn't need to know enough for you to obtain a baby certificate.
No. You know what I mean? We don't need to be doing any of that. But anyway, we have found the name, and fine, let's perpetuate this sick culture of celebrity obsession just for a moment, because for me as a hip hop lover, this name is out of this world. The baby's name is RZA Athelstan Mayers, RZA, as in RZA from Wu-Tang Clan. And it's capital. It's like, and it's done with the same way RZA
like
spells
ASAP.
The name. RZA, all caps.
That's incredible. That's beautiful. I kind of love it.
Yeah, it's in line with the naming. Yeah, they're both powerhouse artists. Yeah, I get it.
They looked beautiful at the Met. Like, she posted that carousel of them, and he was like, "I fucking love you, baby," in the comments, and I was here for it. I was all about it.
Yeah, Drake was crying at the
Drake,
you know,
always crying
at the Hermes store.
Yeah,
no, he was at the Hermes store buying another 5 Birkin bags for a wife that will never appear. But yeah, RZA Athelstan. So Athelstan, I think, is like, it's a similar to Rocky's middle name. The thing is, and I've said this before, like Rocky's real name is Rakim, because his mom is so into hip hop.
Oh, wow.
He's named after Eric B and Rakim. His sister's name is Erica, after Eric B.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is like, I mean,
it's very authentic to them, which I appreciate, because like, I feel like a lot of celebrity names are just so fucking wilding out here for like no goddamn reason, just to be like a headline in a story, or just
they're
to be like
whittling out here.
They're whittling out here. Like, I, you know, Culture's a very cute kid. I hate the name Culture.
That's like such a low hanging fruit name. Like, because at the time, everyone's saying, you know, for the culture.
Culture with a K. Like, all of fucking Kylie Jenner's kids' names, the two of them, whatever. Stormy.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one called? The other one was originally Wolf, and then they changed the name because they got so much backlash.
Name
Wolf. That I don't remember what the new name is, but
whatever.
Celebrity names are just wild, but I appreciate this one. I like that it actually has some like sentimental value, because it feels like a lot of celebrity names don't, that they're just like trying to be as ostentatious as possible.
Yeah, just like we talked about, and like how the TikTok baby name influencers out here, like people just want to have, like, they're like, I can't know anyone with this baby's exactly. name, or else I won't name my child that. It's like, just do you. Like, you're the parent. This is part of being a parent. You get to name your child. And then, hey, if they don't fuck with it, they can always change that shit later. Finally, before we go to break, this is something I see trending, which really worries me for all of you who have healthy enough relationships with your mothers. Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. But the thing that's trending is last minute Mother's Day gifts. I get it. We're busy. And sometimes, like for me, when it's not like a fixed date, when you're like, oh, May 14th is Mother's Day yeah. every year, it's hard. You lose track and it can sneak up on you. But for all the people out there, it's wild to like read these like articles. You're like, well, while it is too late for like customized gifts, there's always you can do X, Y, and Z.
It makes me sad that as a woman in this culture, I am not a mother, mm-hmm. but as a woman that is just like in a very heteronormative society that men just like do not think about women, you know, in general, mm-hmm. right? Like it, you as a son, as a husband, cannot think about the mother in your life enough that you know her well enough to know what she likes. Because as yeah. someone who considers myself a pretty good gift giver, it's like the gift should be personal to the relationship you have, but also to something yeah. that they actually want. Like you shouldn't have to look at a Mother's Day list and be like, oh my God, will my mom want this toaster? Like she needs like an engraved like mitten.
Yeah, I mean,
what is your mom like?
I know my mom listens to the show, so I'm not going to tell you what I got you, mom, but it's you're going to like it.
There you go.
And I did get a customizable thing. You know what I mean? So because sometimes that is fun when you get something customized.
Absolutely.
But nothing ridiculous. And also, it's like easy too. Like my mom likes this one very specific shade of like blue green.
Yeah.
So like if I see anything in that.
You're like, it's perfect.
I'm copping that immediately. And then
I know mom's favorite color is orange.
I love this little tea plate. And I'm like, I know I just saw that shit. And I was like, that's for you. Or, you know, it's very easy. But I guess some people have more difficult parents to like.
And these are for the people I'm saying that have good relationships, what they consider a good relationship with their mom. Obviously, there are mothers out there who have, you know, tortured their children and, you know, people with strange relationships. And I feel for you. Yeah. And I really hope that you find some healing on Mother's Day. Cause I'm sure holidays like that are really, really tough to come by every year. I know someone in my life.
Don't even realize. You're like, I don't know, it's Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I know someone in my life that, you know, definitely has a torture relationship with their mom. So it's hard. Like, I know holidays like this can be tough. But for the men, I'm really calling out the men. For the men out here who love their moms, but you don't know what to get them, be better.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
better.
Come on. Love your mom enough to know, like, what you can get her for a gift.
More than flowers and a card and a candle. Do better.
No. And like, come on. Like, you could even be cliche. Your mom like wine, you know? Get that outdoor wine table I see, like, on Twitter all the time. There's, like, that wooden stake you can, like, peg into the ground and holds two wine glasses and a bottle.
That is
anyway. So, yeah, if you need any last-minute ideas, hit me up on Twitter. My DMs are open. I will charge $15 per suggestion, but pretty great suggestions. I have pretty good suggestions. All you have to tell me is your mother's favorite band, her favorite color, and her birth sign, and I got you. I don't know.
I was like, those are three things that I feel like I could come up with a pretty good gift with those three things.
Yeah, you're like, okay, so they like Leanne Rimes. They like the color purple. Uh-huh. And they're an Aquarian. Okay. Yeah. Let me, they're going to love this amethyst bracelet I just found. Anyway. But yeah, do right by your mothers again, if you have that kind of relationship, because I know not everybody does. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we are back. Jamie Foxx is trending right now because he's had this like medical incident and he was hospitalized, and we're not really sure exactly what is happening. I know some people had said that potentially that he had maybe had a stroke.
Oh no.
But right now, you look at some of the news headlines, people are saying that is Jamie Foxx's inner circle, quote, hoping for the best but preparing for the worst.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure what is going on there. And then you have, again, because Twitter is full of bored ass, unserious people who are just saying like there's a conspiracy theory, like Hollywood is trying to get him got because this, that, and the other. And I'm like, please, like, just respect that. I don't know, whatever's going on, clearly something serious because he's been hospitalized for a few weeks now. Not sure what exactly is going on, but yeah.
Please. Yeah, they say they're trying to keep his stress levels down. I don't know what that means, but
yeah.
Good luck to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, cannot be easy. And man, strokes are no joke.
No.
I've had a couple of them in my family. And it can be really, really devastating. But anyway, so I got to know those signs about like recognizing a stroke.
You
can really save someone's life.
I mean, my friend very recently had one and she's really young. It was like very, very, very scary. And like, it was like very, like a few weeks ago, she's on medical leave now because it's just like, she had this insane headache and was kind of seeing spots and felt numbness on one side. And she called our other friend and was like, hey, can you take me to the hospital? I think I'm having a stroke. And she was like, are you sure? You just like, cause she's 40, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, they literally like, if you had come in like more than an hour, like later, I don't know if you'd like be here right now.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And she's fine. She's like made a full recovery. I mean, she's still on leave. But yeah, it was so scary. It's like, luckily that we had people in our community and just able to tell the signs that like, yeah, this is like more than just a migraine. Like you gotta know.
They say, I remember because it was like, you know, prevalent in my family, like there's that thing called FAST, right? Like you got to check your face, arms, stability, and talking. If they can, like if their speech is like impeded in one way. And I know they've added that too, is FASTER now because it's face, arms, stability, talking, eyes. Because if you have difficulty seeing or double vision, that can be another one. And then R is REACT because you really want to be able to make sure you get somebody medical attention for that. But yeah, it's scary stuff. Next up, fruit roll-ups is trending. Who loves a fruit? I love a fruit roll-up. I remember. Did you do the thing where you would like punch out the little shapes first and eat those?
Yeah.
And then did you ever go like, just go fucking animalistic with it and just like,
yeah,
take it and just absolutely. Rip it off and then just hold the whole thing in your mouth?
Well, okay. And then you had to do the tattoo ones. And you
Yeah. And then I know somebody does like a rapple. Somebody, I knew somebody would wrap an apple with a fruit roll up and
eat
the
apple.
Too
much work.
Okay, well, this is.
I don't be fucking with apples like that, I guess. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, really? I don't, I'm like such a child. I'm like, I like my apples cut.
Yeah, same. So.
And I don't like admitting that aloud as a damn near 40-year-old
man.
But I like to cut my apples.
I like to cut my apples. I like little slices. Dip them in the little peanut butter.
Yeah. I also grew up like with my dad eating apples and just throwing the cores on the dash of his truck. So like as a kid, like, I just remember, dude, and these shits would dry out in the sun.
Yeah. And they smell nasty.
And I remember my dad would like pull up somewhere nice. He'd be like, yo, get them apple cores off the fucking dash. There's like 15 up here, man. What the fuck? Anyway, so fruit roll-ups is trending because TikTok has created yet another black market for things.
No.
Because one person, people were taking a scoop of ice cream and wrapping it in a fruit roll-up and then putting it back in the freezer. So like, you know, the cold just like, just hardened the fruit roll-up too. It's kind of like mochi ice cream.
Yeah.
But with fruit roll-up. And then people were taking bites and like, oh, shit, the fucking fruity flavor with the ice cream. Bup, bup, bup. So, and Americans, obviously.
Like a creamsicle almost.
Yeah. And, you know, because we are an exceptional nation, we have easy access to fruit roll-ups, but not, you know, mental health care or, you know, safety from gun violence. But we can get fruit roll-ups, which has led to places like Israel who are like on TikTok. There is a appetite for fruit roll-ups now. Americans are hauling fruit roll-ups illegally into Israel where they can get $6 for one fucking roll up. One roll up is $6. Okay.
I can't. That's like this school hustle.
I know. Well, for real.
The kid
for real.
With the snacks at school and you're like,
exactly.
What you want?
They're like, oh, your mom is like in a cult and won't let you have that. Yeah, I got something for you. Yeah. What you want? Gushers too? Yeah, the Gushers are 15 though. The Washington Post was saying that not one, but two American couples tried to sneak hundreds of pounds of fucking fruit roll-ups. One couple tried to bring in 375 pounds.
Which, like, how much fruit roll-ups is that? That's a lot, right? That's like thousands of fruit roll-ups.
They say someone was doing like quick maths on the takeout. I believe it was like a half ounce per roll-up. Like, it would be something like 12,000 fruit roll-ups you had on
you. Wow. Insane. Insane. Yeah. But which, hey, I guess if you're charging $6 times 12,000, that's a lot.
That's 72 grand right there.
Thank you for math. I can't do it.
Hey, I'm all about flipping numbers. You know, I have a hustler spirit as well, as Jay-Z said. But yeah, it's just so interesting to me that like something as uninteresting and normal as a fruit roll-up is now fetching these because of TikTok. I mean, just shows you.
The power
of like these trends, man, and people feeling like they get that FOMO and they're like, man, can you like maybe ingest some, like maybe tuck them, some Maria
some
full of grace.
Shit.
Yeah, like come through with the fruit roll-ups, please. 375 pounds. And then apparently like the like immigration ministry or like the people customs ministry at the Israeli airport said they've confiscated over 661 pounds of fruit roll-ups in 1 week.
That I'm blown. That's insane. That's
whatever. I mean, when am I going to pay exponentially over the market price or normal price for something because of a TikTok trend?
I don't think I've paid too much money for a trend specifically, but I've been influenced by TikTok more than any other app in my life. Like I really used to pride myself on not like succumbing to ads, especially someone coming from the advertising industry. I was like,
yeah.
And now I'm
I know how it's done. Right.
And I'm like, oh no, like I bought the one size Patrick Star setting spray. Yep. I want to buy the clear blush that's going viral on TikTok. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, the e.l.f. eyebrow pomade. I got that. Like, I'm like, if it's a makeup trend, I've bought it. Like,
is that the one to give your like little, your eyebrows that little bit of texture?
It's supposed to like giving you the like feathered eyebrow look, but I feel like all the makeup girlies, I'm like, I want to hear from a real makeup artist how the fuck they do it because I've tried everything and I cannot get my eyebrows to stick up. I don't know. My eyebrows are too strong. They're too powerful, but I cannot get them. Like I can get them when I first do them to look like that, But the second it's been like 10 minutes, they're falling. Like they're no longer feathered. They're just
like
there.
Alicia Keys. They're falling. Wow.
They're falling.
So, well, hey, Zeit Gang, with the wild eyebrow game, please hit up to producer Becca or hit us and I will pass the information along to how you get it. I saw somebody the other day. I thought they drew them shits in. They were so like exact.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh no, you got whatever you have to get your, I don't know, those aren't edges, but your eyebrows were laid.
I mean, you do lay them. Like I got a little spatula thing and I'm like, I'm literally like slicking them. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm like trying different combinations. I'm like, do I put the gel and then the Anastasia Beverly Hills gel. And then I like do the setting spray and then I'm like laying them. I'm like, which is it? I started using eyelash glue in the front to see
that's
if that
too
was
much, Beck. You don't gotta
and none of it's working.
Now.
None of it's working.
Could it be that your eyebrows are too thick? Because I think it looks better if you have less eyebrow because you can actually see the individual. So in a way, maybe you're unable to. Yeah, they'll count your blessings. You're like, yo, these brows too lit to be doing that.
I'm not thinning them out because you know what? I had a manic moment in January and I bleached my eyebrows and I was like, teehee. And then Miles, I had to cover up. I was so scared. I bleached them. And then I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to dye them like a lighter red brown. But I bought the wrong color. And then I ended up just like looking like my eyebrows. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I re-bleached them. And then I tried to, I used this overtone, like red brown color I had, sat too long. They were bright orange, Miles. I have a picture. I look so desperate. Like I'm in disbelief. Like, what am I done? Like they're bright orange.
I had no idea.
I re-dyed them back to the brown and like they were fine. But then my eyebrows started falling off.
So oh shit. Don't
it's
do
taken
that.
2 months. For these bitches to grow back, but they're here and they're back and I'm never fucking with them again.
Yeah. In a way, like it feels like, is it like a comb over for eyebrows? Like, cause you're trying to make a little bit more than is there. And then it became I don't know. Either way.
Like people were dyeing their eyebrows on TikTok. And I was kind of like, what if I just tried it? Like, I want to see, like, can I be a cool girl? Like an alt cool girl who has bleached eyebrows. And I got too panicked. Like I was like, I need my eyebrows. And so I colored them a color and then it just kept getting worse, you know?
I love it. Oh, man. All right. And then finally, AI girlfriend is trending because I think this is an interesting story about someone who is trying to use AI for their own personal gain. And then the AI just kind of started doing its own thing. So apparently there's a Snapchat influencer, Karen Marjorie, who created a virtual version of herself that she wanted to basically have like an AI chat bot, like a verbal chat bot girlfriend for, you know, because she's conning these like lonely followers she has. But like this voice-based AI powered chat bot, unfortunately, has started engaging in sexually explicit conversations with some of her subscribers who pay $1 a minute. That's the rate to chat with this AI bot. And it's her voice and like they programmed it with all of like her videos and like other like voice files and things like that. And she just said the AI was not programmed to do this and has seemed to go rogue. My team and I are working around the clock to prevent this from happening. Yeah, because apparently what they did was like, it's like Siri where the Siri's not going to come in on some. So what's good with you? Oh, you looking like a snack. Siri will respond to you. You know what I mean? And so basically people started encouraging erotic discourse with this AI chatbot, and it was getting a little bit
learned. Exactly. It's like the movie Her. That's so crazy.
So right now she said people are paying $1 a minute for it. She said 1,000 people are already paying for this, and she said of her like millions of followers on Snapchat that 20,000 people have signed up for this AI chatbot thing, but only 1,000 are paying right now. She's like, but if that goes up, she said she could be raking in $5 million a month. No.
That's insane.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm doing the wrong, because she's not even the one making the, like, she doesn't have to be the one selling her feet vibe, you know? Like, she literally just has her voice, and she doesn't have to do the work. That's work smarter, not harder.
You're not even doing the work.
Work smarter, not harder, ladies.
But I think for her, probably did not want it to get to the point where, you know,
I'm sure she didn't want her voice
with it.
Yeah. To be saying fuck nasty shit to like weird men on the internet.
They're trying to work on it though. They're trying to work on like work these little bugs out. But as she said, quote, in today's world, my generation, Gen Z, has found themselves to be experiencing huge side effects of isolation caused by the pandemic, resulting in many being too afraid and anxious to talk to somebody they're attracted to. She said, Karen AI is a step in the right direction to allow my fans and supporters to get to know a version of me that will be their closest friend in a safe and encrypted environment. That sounds like a really great marketing speech.
Yeah.
Miss me with the there's a loneliness, but like if there are other ways to go about it than exploiting people's, you know, very, very, very big feelings around isolation. But hey,
yeah,
get in where you fit in, I guess, if you're trying to make that money. Anyway, look out for Miles AI coming soon. And it'll only be 25 cents a minute.
Yeah, you give him a discount.
Exactly. But it will be boring. I will not do anything nasty. It'll be an actually bot.
All you like, say is I'm actually.
Yeah. Anything you ask, the answer, the like, first words. Actually, what do you think of my outfit?
Yeah, it's like never actually responding to anything they say.
Just
built sentences.
It's just to undermine your feeling of confidence. It's pretty cynical. But that's why it's only 25 cents a minute. But anyway, be careful with that AI, y'all, because it can go rogue or rouge. As I like to say, by mispronouncing it and misspelling it. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Remember, y'all, no show tomorrow, no main show tomorrow while Jack is infirmed. He may be back Monday. If not, I will definitely be back Monday. We'll definitely be back tomorrow for trends. Please light a candle, light some incense, rub your crystals and send some healing energies to Mr. Jack O'Brien, please. Because what did he say? And I don't want to put him out there like that, but he was texting this morning. Saying he was shivering.
I've never seen him actually be so vulnerable in the chat like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Jack must be down bad if he'd be saying, I'm shivering under the covers.
Because he's thugged it out for a couple of recordings over the years.
Many recordings he's thugged it out. And I would argue he won't quit till like the very, very, very last moment. So for him to come up early in the AM on Pacific time to be like, I am unwell. I'm sending a call. My white flag is raised.
Yeah. Anyway, thoughts and players. Send your thoughts and prayers over to Mr. J-O-B. All right. Like we always say, be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. Get that vaccine. Get your shots, man. Shit is too wild out here. Be kind to each other. And, you know, please don't do nothing in the face of all this kind of hatred we're experiencing in the world. Be a good person because shit, it's easy and it's free. And guess what? It helps other people feel like they live in a great place too. All right, y'all. We will see you tomorrow for sure. We will be back tomorrow at the very least for trends. And
then the main show
on Monday. Trust. We will be back. All right. Shout out to the baby named RZA. Bye.
Bye.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.